Illumined Treatment. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Illumined Treatment. We're all looking for treatments that are going to be effective. We're all looking for meditations that are going to bring about results in our life that are harmonious and that are happy for us, that are going to make us feel very good. We're all looking for these things, and we're having a bit of a difficulty finding them. And the reason we're having a bit of a difficulty finding them is because we're looking perhaps in the wrong direction. Now, I was saying to myself, I like me, I like me, I like me. And that's a good feeling. It's a nice feeling. It's a feeling of happiness, a feeling of joy, a feeling of goodness. I like me, you know. And then I said, I like Rex. That's my wonderful golden retriever, my beautiful dog. I like Rex. And I immediately imagine myself hugging Rex and talking to Rex and saying, Rex, you're a good boy. Rex, you're a wonderful dog. Rex, you're fantastic. I love you, Rex. I love you. And as I started saying that, I felt a goodness sweep over my entire body. I felt an attitude of happiness sweep over my entire being. And I thought to myself, say, this is what treatment's all about. Treatment is about feeling good. Treatment is about feeling that whatever I'm treating about, whatever I'm saying, it is real and it is good and it is wonderful. And I treated for Rex, and I said, Rex, you're whole and perfect. Rex, every organ, action, function in your body is perfect. Rex, you are an obedient and a wonderful dog. Rex, you are a lovable dog. Rex, I love you. And you see, all those things were good. But when I came back to saying, Rex, I love you, then a tickle in my heart took place. A twinge in my consciousness took place, a feeling of warmth and a feeling of goodness and a feeling of love and a feeling of happiness took place within me. I wasn't ordering any type of action. I wasn't ordering it to be a good boy, to be a loving boy, to be a happy, healthy dog. I said, I love you. Rex, I like you. Rex, I like you. Rex, you're wonderful. Rex, I like you. And you see, when I get my bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circus, when I stop trying to order around consciousness and just enter into consciousness, then things start happening for me. And the minute I said that, I was sitting up on the upper path and I was looking out over the vast countryside at 2:30 in the morning. And it was just lovely. I could see the lights of the windmills as they were sparkling in the hillside 30 miles away, 20, 30 miles away, over at Boulevard. It was just really beautiful to see. The night air was crisp, sharp, and clear. I could even see the Golden Acorn Casino, which is even further away, brilliantly alight in the evening, in the morning sky. It was just really wonderful. It's bright and shiny and sparkling, and I could see everywhere. And I sat down on this bench up over above the oasis, and I was saying, Rex, I like you. Rex, you're wonderful. Rex, I love you. Rex, you're wonderful. And he came over and sat on my feet. He sensed these things, even though I was saying them quietly in my heart. He sensed these things, and he was knowing these things and aware of these things. And it was really pretty exciting to see that happen. I felt such a flow of goodness going through me, such a flow of contentment and happiness and awareness. It was a peace, a great, wonderful peace. And I thought, perhaps this really is what meditation or what treatment is all about. It's having this feeling of peace flow through you, this feeling of goodness flow in you. And with this feeling of goodness, everything is in order. Everything is in divine order. Everything works out beautifully and wonderfully. And then I thought, okay, I like me. I felt good. Not the same goodness I felt when I was saying about Rex, because I could feel my love for Rex. I could feel my joy for Rex. I could feel my hug for Rex. And he's just a good guy. And me, I'm okay, but I don't have that same feeling toward me that I have toward my dog. It's an interesting thought, isn't it? So I said, I like me. I like me. Oh, I like me. I like me. And I started to be happy liking me. I started to be happy thinking good thoughts about me and thinking beautiful ideas about me and thinking, gee, I like me. 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 And as I said these things, I felt even better and better and better. And then I thought, all right, now I have other people in my life, and I want to include them in my I like me. I want to include them in my eternal love, in my unconditional love. All right, I will say, I like Ellen. Ellen is a wonderful lady. I like Ellen. Ellen is a wonderful lady. I don't have the same feeling toward Ellen I have toward Rex, but I have a good feeling. And I say, okay, Ellen, I like you. It's not that I see you whole and perfect. It's not that I see you independently wealthy. It's not that I see you with all the desires of your heart fulfilled. It's just that I like you. I'm not trying to treat for something for you, except for me absolutely liking you. And me absolutely feeling good in your presence. Now, in truth, I'm probably doing much more beneficial work on behalf of Ellen by saying, I like you, I like you, I like you, than I would be in making all these other positive statements for her benefit. Because when I like her, I see her healthy, I see her fulfilled, I see her abundant, I see her in every beautiful way. All right, that's a lovely thing to do. Now, I see Ingeborg. No, I like you, Ingeborg. I like you. I like you. A whole different feeling goes through my body and my mind, my heart and my soul. I like you, Ingeborg. I like you. And as I say, I like you, I feel good. I feel a warmth. I feel a tenderness. I feel a sensitivity of absolute love. And I see Ingeborg enjoying this and thrilling to this and knowing every aspect of it, every nuance of it. And then I say, I like you, Sylvia. I'm not trying to say, Sylvia, you are whole and perfect. Sylvia, you're abundant. Sylvia, you're happy. Sylvia, you're balanced. Sylvia, you're organized in every wonderful way. I don't say those things. I might essentially desire those things for each one of my beloved, but all I say is, Sylvia, I like you. I like you. I like you. I like you. And the more I say I like you, the more I like you. The more I feel good about you. The more I feel that every desire of your heart is being met now. Every desire of your heart. You are at peace with yourself. You're fantastic. And when I say I like you, I open up the vistas of my thinking to see you fulfilled in every way, to see you happy in every way, to see you content in every way, to see every desire that you could ever have for yourself fulfilled in every way. And it's a wonderful thing. Oh, yes, indeed. And I say, of everything else in my life, I like you. I like you. I say, of all the experiences that are in my world, I like you. I like you. And as I say these things, I feel good inside of myself. And as I feel good inside of myself, thinking about those people, thinking about my beloveds, thinking about my son Mark and how wonderful he is, and saying, I like you. Oh, that's not hard at all. And saying of his wife Leslie, I like you. And saying of my former wife Faith, I like you. And then just like you, a tingle goes through me and says, yeah, that's true. I really do. And then I say of Marie, my sister, I like you. And I say of all of our students and all of our friends and all the people in my world, I like you. I like you. I like you. I like you. Oh, I like you. And a goodness tickles down in my heart. A goodness tickles in through my soul, in my mind, in my thought, in everything that I am, a goodness tickles. It's a wonderful feeling. It's a wonderful aspect. Perhaps this is what treatment really is all about. Treatment is really all about the tickling in their heart when you think of somebody. When Jesus was asked to heal anyone, he says, what do you believe? And he says, I am the Christ. I can only see you as good and beautiful and perfect as I am. Now, do you see yourself as good and beautiful and perfect and beautiful and good and perfect and perfect and good and beautiful like I do? Then it is done. And so, me in my treatment work, you in your treatment work, we all in our treatment work, it's not a matter of changing somebody else. It's not a matter of bringing good into their life. It's a matter of our seeing them as we like them. And as we like them, we desire every good and wonderful thing for their life. And as we like them, we see all of the desires that they could have being fulfilled. And as we like them, we see them so happy with themselves, so content with themselves, so fulfilled with themselves, that all of their life is just a magical experience of goodness and right action and peace. I like you. I like you, Rex. Oh, what a good feeling that is. What a good feeling that is. I like you, Rex. I like you. You're fantastic, Rex. You're wonderful, Rex. You're great. Treatment is not something that we come upon easily. Treatment is something that we want to pressure ourselves into. We want to make ourselves see other people different and fulfilled and manifesting every desire of their heart. But really, is that what treatment's all about? Or is treatment loving the other, even as you love yourself? Love your neighbor like you love yourself. And so, how do I love myself? I say, I like me, I like me, I like me, and I feel good. But when I say, I like you, Rex, oh Rex, you're wonderful, I like you, there is a smile in my heart, there's a joy in my being that I don't even have when I say, I like me, to myself. Now, I want to capture that smile in my heart and that joy in my being when I say of Rex, I like you. Because what a healing feeling that is. What a great and wonderful beingness that is. And then I say that with that same love in my heart, with the same tickle feeling, with that same good feeling. I say, everyone in my world, I like you. I like you. I like you. I love you, it's true, but I love everyone and everything because that's my nature. But I don't always like everything and everybody. So, as I individually go to each person in my world and say, I like you, I'm beginning to get the tickle in me that I have when I say, I like you to Rex. And if I must, and if it is a good training ground for me, I'll prelude all of my treatment work with, I like you, Rex. Oh, Rex, you're so wonderful. I like you. And then I'll say, I like you to myself. And I'll like you to every person in my world. And I like you to anyone who asks for treatment, who asks for love, who asks for understanding. I say, I like you. And I'll have that same tickle in my heart that I have for Rex. When I can train myself to do my treatment in that way, they will be treatments of a master. They'll be treatments of fulfillment. They'll be treatments of magnificence. And they'll be a treatment of no treatment. Because rather than seeing the need being fulfilled, I only say, I like you. And I like you with all my heart and soul and being. And I like you. And in my likingness, I see every desire that anyone in all the world, including me, could ever desire fulfilled right now. And that's the way it's done. Join me, liking yourself first, and then liking all in your world with a tickle in your heart, just like you love Rex. And everyone who sees Rex cannot help but love him and want to kiss him and want to hug him and want to say, "You're wonderful," because that's the way I am. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.